Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Virginia county wants to nix a law that allows homeschooling for religious reasons. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Well, Loudoun County School Board had a meeting, and they are considering nixing a law for the county that allows homeschooling for religious reasons. Right now, the Loudoun County School Board announced that they intend to ask the Virginia legislature to alter the religious exemption under which thousands of families currently homeschool. Matt, this is outrageous. This is the public school mentality that does not want competition. They shouldn't be trying to fix something that's not broken. Homeschooling is very successful, and they just don't want the competition.
Well, we know as a rule of thumb, and there are anecdotal exceptions, of course, but homeschoolers most of the time, end up at a higher level of education. They're highly successful in continuing education, in their job search later in life. We know that homeschooling and Christian homeschooling, well, first of all, let's put aside for a moment the fact that it is every parent's right to dictate the education of their child. And if they want to homeschool, they have a right to do so. Well, they are stepping into dangerous waters here in Loudoun County to admit that they're basing this decision on a particular viewpoint, discriminating on the viewpoint of a religious mindset in order to try to quash the competition. Matt, these public schools, this is the mindset of the public schools. These are indoctrination centers. They don't want to let any of these kids get away because they are getting an ideology that comports with their values and so forth, and they don't have their grubby hands on them to indoctrinate them into a secular leftist worldview. So they want to try to now ban religious-based homeschooling. This is unbelievable. It's not going to end well for them, I suspect.
I don't think so. You know, when I graduated from law school in 1987, I did a directed study, a research paper, on the constitutionality and the laws of homeschooling across the country. When I did that paper in 1987, homeschooling was not legal in all 50 states. It was not legal at the time. Many of the states had moved toward the right direction. And if you go back historically, homeschooling was legal, and then the public schools came into existence, and they didn't like the fact that families were homeschooling their kids. And obviously, if they don't have a child in the school, then they don't get some matching federal dollars. So it's a financial issue for the public schools. When you're out that day, when students are not in class, they don't get that financial federal compensation. And certainly any child that's out the entire time because of homeschooling or in private school, they don't get that federal compensation because the child's not there. So they, number one, want the money, and number two, they don't like the competition because the public school bureaucrats and the educational associations, the state versions of the National Education Association and the National Education Association itself, they think they know better than mom and dad. They think they know better than the parents, and they have been using the public schools to indoctrinate the boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want homeschooling. And yet, you know what? The homeschooling young people are exceptionally well qualified. I know this from experience as a dean of Liberty University School of Law. I know it from experience working with Covenant Journey, our program for Christian college age students who have demonstrated leadership skills. I can tell you that in working with homeschoolers in the law school setting, it was pretty clear when you began a class or you began to interact with some of these young people who had already gone through college that they were homeschooled.
Mm-hmm.
They were very articulate. They were very good in interpersonal communication skills. They had exceptional leadership capability. And the same is true for those in our Covenant Journey program. You can tell those who have come from this homeschooling background, there is no more an argument, Matt, as you know, that this does not give a compatible education. It gives a superior education, in fact.
Yeah, and an article in LifeSite News addresses this. It says, if the exemption were changed in this way, talking about this district, if parents would no longer be permitted to opt out of the public school system on the basis of their religious convictions, as Homeschool Legal Defense Association Senior Counsel Scott Woodruff explained, quote, this action is very disturbing because it means that the school district wants new ways to control religious exempt families. And isn't that what it's all about? It's about controlling the future through controlling the minds of the young.
Yeah, well, this is what the school board says. They are justifying their proposal because they allege they only want to make sure that children are getting a satisfactory
education. Oh, it's for the children.
we just want to make sure they're getting a good education. I guarantee you, we'll put the homeschoolers up against anybody that they have, and it'll be pretty clear they're getting a satisfactory education. The same person, Scott Woodruff, with the Homeschool Legal Defense Fund, he said that there's no empirical evidence to suggest that homeschooled children are lacking a satisfactory education. Not at all.
To the contrary, frankly.
In fact, it's to the contrary. It's absolutely to the contrary. And, you know, if you go, for example, in Alaska, my wife grew up for a number of years in Alaska. Alaska, for years, long time ago, has always been on the forefront of homeschooling because they had to, because people are living in remote areas. And so people were homeschooled. And Alaska even developed state curriculum. Even in Florida, for example, now, Florida recognizes the importance of homeschooling, and they actually have a virtual online program for young people who want to participate in homeschooling. So they're even encouraging it. Look at Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow won the Heisman Trophy Award. In Florida, homeschoolers can also participate in extracurricular sporting activities. There was a big controversy. He was homeschooled, and yet he was exceptionally talented, and he wanted to play on the high school football team. And some people said no. And other people said, no, he has a right. Florida passed a law that says that you have a right to do so.
And well, you should.
And he went on to win the national championship and became the Heisman Trophy Award winner.
And a quarterback for my Denver Broncos.
And a quarterback for your Denver Broncos. Yeah. And a professional baseball player and such an exemplary individual.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we need to continually be vigilant regarding the threats to our religious freedom and to family values and rights.
Yeah.
The family knows best. Mom and dad, parental rights, we need to trust them to be able to educate and have the best well-being for their children, not the state.
Yeah.
And that's all this is, Matt, is the state, through this county, is seeking to get involved. And what they want to do is they want to approve the particular homeschooling options, home instruction options, and they're not going to let you just simply educate your kids because of religious exemption issues.
Well, the parents are having none of it. They had a school board meeting. Many parents showed up. It says, woven through all the presentations was a firm commitment to preserve one of the fundamental rights upon which our nation was built, religious freedom. This public comment period served as a powerful reminder to the school board that for many, homeschooling is more than just a matter of school choice. It is a matter of religious freedom. And make no mistake, this is an attack on religious freedom.
Yeah, well, this is not going to just simply be allowed to happen. It would have to be a change in the Virginia law, and certainly we'll be monitoring this as well as other threats to our religious freedom. We need to stand for the rights of families. And if these public schools were doing their job and teaching what they needed to and not trying to indoctrinate young people in the LGBT agenda or whatever, or secularism, then they could attract people. They could attract a wide variety of young people who want to be there. But homeschooling, I think, is one of the bright spots in our educational system, and we need to fight to protect it, along with parental choice to send your child to a school of your choice, be it homeschool or private school. For more information, visit Liberty Council at lc.org. As we begin this year of 2019, we're still in the very first month. We need you to pray for the ministry, and we would like for you to have your partnership with Liberty Council. You can do so by going to lc.org, sign up for our emails right there on the website, as well as you can support Liberty Council, click the donate page, and become a partner with Liberty Council.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.